up to you and me to shine a guiding light and lead the way. United by our cause, we have the power to pursue what we believe. We'll achieve the realization of our dreams.
Hello and welcome to this edition of New Horizons. In this week's program, we speak about the service which is taking the Australian blind and vision impaired community by storm. It's known as IRA. It's been around in the US for about a year and a half now, but it started in Australia just a few weeks ago. I'm joined by Emma Bennison, CEO of Blind Citizens Australia, just to talk about the implications of IRA and what it means for the community. Why don't we start by discussing what is IRA?
IRA is basically a remote visual interpreting service for people who are blind or vision impaired, and it's offered either via your iPhone's camera and a connection through your iPhone or through a pair of glasses that you wear that have a camera mounted on them. And essentially what it does is enables you to get sighted assistance wherever you are and whenever you need it, basically, now that it's gone 24/7. Essentially, I guess, the difference between IRA and services where volunteers provide the information is that IRA agents are especially trained to assist people who are blind or vision impaired, so they have a fairly rigorous recruitment and training process. And so I guess what that means is, whilst I've used Be My Eyes and other services in the past and had a lot of success with them, and they've gotten me out of some pretty difficult situations in the past, what's really good about IRA is that, particularly if you're wanting to do something a little bit more complex, it can be extremely useful to have this service available to you. The other thing is that the IRA agents have what they call a dashboard in front of them, and it gives them access to other information. So they can see where you are, they can provide you with information about what's around you, they can even do things like book you an Uber, which might sound a bit crazy when you consider that, you know, the Uber app is reasonably accessible. However, I'm often in situations where I'm in, busy environments or difficult environments where it's very difficult to actually figure out where the Uber is.
It's easy to see how this can be a great service for people who are blind or vision impaired. But one of the things that has been brought to me as a concern is that it encourages people to use services like that instead of to rely on their own independent skills. What would you say about that?
Yeah, I mean, I think the first thing to say about that is that is absolutely a valid concern. There are two things. One, it's a paid service, and I don't know that we've made that clear. If you're paying for that service, then I guess you have the right to decide when and how you use it and how often and for what tasks and so forth. So the empowerment still rests very much with you as an individual. It's just a different way of getting the job done. I was in an airport recently, and I seem to have this problem a lot with airports. I was waiting for a meet and assist staff member to come and assist me, and they said they'd be back in 10 minutes, and they never came back. And I thought, well, I either use IRA to get out of here, or I'm going to be late for my meeting. And in fact, it was an incredibly liberating experience. I didn't feel like my independence or my mobility skills had been diminished. In fact, I felt they'd been significantly enhanced because I could actually walk very confidently and independently through Melbourne Airport. But what I like about it is that you don't lose your independence. In fact, I actually think you gain significantly in terms of independence. I also think in terms of, you know, people have said to me, well, what does it mean in terms of advocacy for people who are blind or vision impaired? Does that mean that we're not going to bother, for example, advocating for accessible websites? Because if we encounter an inaccessible site, then, of course, we can just call IRA. They can link into our computer via TeamViewer or Zoom and help us navigate the site. I actually did that the other day. I was completing a passport application, and there was a point at which the website became, I wouldn't say inaccessible, but quite finicky and difficult to use. But when I finished that process, I thought to myself, well, I've got so much more energy now. I could actually go and, you know, write to the, you know, to the website administrator and explain the issue, rather than just feeling like, oh my God, I've hit a brick wall and it's exhausting and all of those things that we all feel from time to time. So I think there is a very real danger that we could all become complacent. But I just don't actually see that happening, because I just think that the type of independence that services like IRA offer us will mean that we'll just be craving for more.
I think the thing that I would say is that websites are an everyday thing, and the beauty of IRA is that you can use it for things that aren't everyday. So, for example, I could see a time where airports might mount an argument to suggest that they don't need meet and assist staff for blind and vision impaired people, because IRA has a program that it calls Site Access, where people can use IRA for free at certain locations. So I can see a time perhaps when that might be really useful to people, but I think that everyday stuff like accessible websites, appliances and things like that, that you're going to be using on a day-to-day basis, are probably something that IRA is not going to be a panacea for.
I don't see it as a replacement for any service, and I certainly don't see it, as an excuse for businesses and organisations to become complacent about providing services to people who are blind or vision impaired, because remembering that there are always going to be instances where connectivity isn't going to be good, or, where the information just isn't going to be sufficient. So there are always going to be situations where you need human intervention. But I just can't say enough about this sense of empowerment and independence that it's given me, and I know I'm not the only one. The point is, it takes, probably 80% of the stress out of travelling for me, and even the experience I had with our daughter of, going to a restaurant, having the IRA agent say to me the menus on the counter so that I could actually point it out to her was really empowering for me. And I think she's not too happy about IRA, I've got to say. she's 10, and she doesn't really like the fact that we use it, does she, at all?
I think the other thing too that I would say is that it has huge implications for the workplace. One of the things that as manager of the Tasmanian RPH service that I have to do is to look at the rostering board, and it's a great big huge whiteboard with markers on it to tell me who's supposed to be in when, what readers are supposed to be doing, and who's supposed to be doing what on any given day. And of course that's completely impossible for a totally blind person to read that board. So historically, I've had to ask somebody to give me the information on it. But the fact that I can use IRA in my workplace to actually read the board, and to some extent to even be able to make changes to that board, really makes a huge difference. And I'm sure there are other areas in the workplace too where IRA could be really useful. Even if you had to, for example, as part of your job, go to a satellite office that you'd never been to before, and would be able to walk into that office with confidence, and having somebody whispering into your ear, so to speak, where to go, and not having to rely on the people there, it totally changes the way that people perceive you, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think it does. I was talking to a friend the other day who goes to lots of different environments for work, and he was saying that it's just made a huge difference to him being able to walk in and actually navigate independently and not have to wait for someone. It's really made me realise the amount of time we actually spend waiting for other people to be ready to assist us, which is perfectly understandable, but can sometimes take a big chunk of time out of our day. And it's really nice just to be able to have that assistance when you need it, and to have that empowerment in your hands. The issue about perception is a really interesting one. I was using IRA at Hobart Airport, which, of course, I spend a lot of time in Hobart Airport. And as I was walking along, I had people just coming up to me, staff coming up to me going, "Oh, my goodness, are you okay? You're by yourself. Are you okay?" And they were just absolutely gobsmacked, because not only was I by myself, I didn't appear to be in any way lost because, of course, I wasn't. The perception that people have of you completely shifts.
The other implication is for people who are guide dog users in terms of being able to train your dog for one-off things that you will need to know in the future. I'm not necessarily talking about new routes, but I'm talking about things that you might want to indicate to your dog. Having an IRA agent alert you to the fact that those things exist and where they are in the first place could really be useful in terms of training your dog to find them.
The other exciting development, or in fact there are two, one is that you can now text IRA as well as speaking to the agent. Now, that is fantastic, particularly for people who are deafblind, because, you know, that opens up the possibilities enormously for people. It's also incredibly useful if you happen to be, say, in a conference environment or a concert or an environment where perhaps you can't speak, but you would like some description. For example, I was in a conference the other day and I really did need to go and find some coffee. And I knew there was like a coffee cart outside, but I knew that if I tried to do that, inconspicuously, I would fail. The other thing that lots of people are using it for is if you're in a meeting or a conference and someone's putting slides up and you want to have them described, you can just send a quick text to the agent and they can either speak to you, of course, if you've got headphones in, or you can engage in a text conversation.
This is all very well, but it's not a cheap service. The cheapest plan is around $89 a month. How do you think that in the community of Australia that we can manage to afford that?
I think it's a real concern. It's not cheap. And in fact, many of the people who would benefit most from the service probably aren't in a position to afford it. There are some programs which IRA offers, like their employment program, where if you're engaging an agent to help you with an employment-related task, such as looking for work or finding clothes for a job interview or whatever it is, then you don't get charged for those minutes, for that time that you've used. But having said that, it is very expensive, and there are a lot of people who will be locked out of it. I think the obvious solutions lie in the NDIS funding it, and I think the other obvious solution is for job access, for people who do have employment, for job access to be supporting it, and hopefully both of those will happen into the future. I guess the more of us who ask for it, the more likely it is that, that will happen. I think it's fantastic also that Vision Australia has already come on board. All of their sites are IRA access sites.
I'd very strongly encourage you that if there is a place that you attend regularly, such as an airport or a shopping centre, get in touch with the management of that organisation and have them get in touch with IRA and organise to become a site access location, because the more sites that do that, the better off the community will be generally. There is a tab in the app which enables you to have a look at where the site access locations are in your area, and when the site access locations come online, you'll be able to see where those are and go and have a look at IRA for yourself. Emma, thanks for joining us on the program.
There's one more important point I think we should add in terms of affordability, and that is that you can actually share minutes with other people, because that can actually, reduce the cost. You could actually share the cost of a plan with someone else if you wanted to. For example, you and I share minutes, that's helpful to us.
If you'd like to find out more about IRA, you can have a look at their website, aira.io. I'm Vaughan Bennison. Blind Citizens Australia can be contacted by telephone on 1-800-033-660, 1-800-033-660, or by email bca@bca.org.au. And I'll be back again next week.
We'll achieve the realisation of our dreams. Of our dreams.